we're to the point now where we can bring some data in. We've gotten our storage account set up. We've got the choice made for what we're going to do with it. We've actually found our source data using Data Catalog. We've made sure it's authoritative and representative and all those cool things. And now it's time to bring the data in, the L part, right? Remember, we're doing ELT, not ETL. So we're extracting the data out of where it comes from, and we're now going to bring it in. Let's assume we've got a couple of data sets we want to work with, and now we need to know how to put it in blob storage. And there's a few ways we have available to us. Let's take a peek at those. For the data ingestion side, you're actually going to have several different options, but they really fall into two big categories. The first is graphical tools, and the second is sort of command line tools or automated tools. There's actually one more way, and we'll talk about that as a separate unit. But right now, let's talk about those two different ways. Why would you use one or the other? Remember that graphical tools are for discovery and exploration. So when we're doing our initial testing, when we're setting up the project, it's fine to use graphical tools to move data in and out. You've already seen how to do it using the portal. But I wouldn't recommend that for production, because that means somebody's got to sit there and pull things across and watch it. It just doesn't make sense. You want something that has retry logic, that can be automated, that can be standardized, where you can hide the passwords, and so on. And for that, we need a command line tool or a scripted way of working with this. You can also write programs. I'm just sort of lumping that in with the command line tool stuff, even though, of course, it's a program and could look very graphical if you made it that way. Here's your basic options. First, you can use PowerShell. I know, broken record, right? I keep saying use PowerShell, but it is the way that you can work with Azure features and functions very easily. The Azure Data Factory, which we'll see shortly, has the ability to reach back and grab data from on-premises. So we'll take a look at that in a little more detail. And there's a feature within Azure we haven't discussed called Azure Automation that also has the ability to do that. These storage SDKs or software development kits, they have these for .NET and C++ and Python and all kinds of languages. Those will allow you to programmatically work with data, and depending on your solution, you may need to do that. There's the Storage Explorer application, and I've got some links to that, and I use that for my testing. A graphical tool lets me drag things around super easy in and out. Not the best way to do it, but it does work. AZCopy is sort of the tool of choice. It's a command line tool, and what it will do is it will let you run multiple copies of it so you can stream these things in. Will let you also retry, set retry logic, all kinds of things. It currently works with blobs and files and tables. It doesn't work with other kinds of storage at the moment. And then you might ask, well, wait a minute, what if I've got like a terabyte of data that I need to get to Azure? Well, the first thing I'd ask is, do you really need all that? Second thing is, maybe you do, and we do have an import-export service. So right there from the portal, you can just say, I want to use the import-export service. You begin to fill out some things. It'll send you an encryption key. You encrypt your hard drive locally. You put it in a special envelope. It's brought by courier to Microsoft. We slam it and make sure that it's not got any viruses on it. And then we put it on our storage and use your encryption key to store it locally there. So that service is also available. If you've got to copy terabytes and terabytes of data, I don't recommend you try doing that sort of over the web. Let's take a look real quick at least a graphical tool. So I'm going to jump back into my virtual machine here. And I have the Azure Storage Explorer up and running. So let me show you kind of what that looks like. You're actually given a storage account here, and I can right-click and say connect to Azure Storage. And I have two ways to do that. The first is I can enter a connection string. The other is I can enter the account key. Remember the name and key? So when I do that, I'll be asked to type that big long key in here. No, I'm not going to show it to you. Once I do that, then I'll actually have my storage account will actually show up here, and it'll be called the words external. By the way, there's also a way to simply connect to Azure with your name and password, and it will discover the storage accounts you have available to you. I put mine in here directly. Once I did that, I can now see my blob containers. Remember those? So I did my blob containers there. Remember the one I had public container, I think, and then I had my building.csv. Let's assume, let me delete delete that. So I'll just delete building CSV. Yes. And I just hit the delete key. So it was that easy. And now I can just pop this guy up. And I think I have that in a temporary directory. Which one did I take? Building. So I can simply drag it and let go. And it copies it up. And it tells you what it did and all that sort of thing. So this is a great tool to work with, again, during development. But you'll probably want to use the AZ copy command. And the AZ copy command has within it all of the stuff you need, and it's got quite a bit, all kinds of block size things, all kinds of things you can change inside AZ copy. So we'll actually be using that in our examples. So those are the options you have for ingesting things. And again, we can talk IOPS and performance tuning and all that kind of thing. We'll go from there. All right, let's move on to the next part of this unit.